Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah! What an amazing God we serve. Ain't no God great like our God. He's King, He's Lord, He's Savior. He is everything that we need. He is mighty, He is holy, He is righteous. Oh my God, He's everything that we need. I know the world seems dark and bleak. Yeah, but we thank you, Lord God. We thank the Lord that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. And He don't leave you? No, He doesn't. He don't forsake you? No, He doesn't. He's always there for you. We're just not always there for Him. But when we discover how great Thou art, how great He is, we'll be present for Him. Yeah, we'll say, Lord, we're available for you. So we thank God for you all being on Family Vacation Bible School tonight. And we thank God for you pressing your way, giving up this and that and the other. And we thank God for you. You and 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 your families. Hallelujah. What a great God. Well, we have a great night planned. Oh, yeah, the Father is with us. That's why it's going to be such a great night, because the Father is with us, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We honor Him. We salute the King. Yeah, He created the kings in England and Spain and all those other kings. He blew His breath in them and in us, and that's why we are alive today. We could not be alive if it had not been for Him being on our side. Oh, yeah, He's leading us in a plain path. In case you didn't know it, you think that you woke yourself up this morning? Oh, no. You think your alarm clock woke you up this morning? Ah, no, 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 no. Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. No, 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 it did not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amma mama ko shabaka shere didioko. Amma nini eke oririaka shere. We are grateful for you. We are so grateful you came on with us tonight. Oh, yes, Father God is with us. So we are thanking Him today. You know He's a holy God, a righteous God. Our theme tonight is families that pray together. Oh, yeah, families that pray together. Overcome obstacles. You got stuff in your way, stuff blocking you, things getting in the way, overwhelmed by this and that. Oh, yeah, pray with your family. Oh, yeah, join hands, pray, hug, pray. The favor of God, yeah, the favor of God is what we all need. We all need favor of God. Yes, we do. We need the favor of God on us. We can't make it without the favor of God. So we thank God tonight for the favor of God. Yep, the favor of God. That's what we need. So listen to this.
Your favor follows me.
To the Father. He favors us, and we owe it all to Him. I thank God for each of you all tonight. Yep, the favor of God is on us, His children. Yep, the favor of God. Well, I thank God for you all this evening. You all are the children of the Most High God. He, His creation. Yep, He formed us, shaped us. Oh, yes, He did now. He shaped us. He formed us. He blew His very breath. He took time. He took time to create you. Well, I thank God this evening for you all being on. We have with us Sister Glory Dean Charlow. She's going to be singing in a little bit, but I'm going to ask her if she would say a prayer for fathers. For fathers, hold on, let me make sure I got her line unmuted here. Hold on just a second, please. Sister Glory Dean, are you there?
Yes, I am. Uh-huh.
All right, can you share for fathers? It's family, family, families. That's what we're doing, fathers, okay.
Fathers, praise God, hallelujah. Father God, we love you today. We come before your presence, God, with thanksgiving in our hearts. Right now, we're lifting up fathers today, God. Fathers, we thank you, Lord, from they are fathers that they have been boys, and they have learned a lot. And through their growing up, Father, they have learned quite a bit on how to be a family man. They because they're watching at home their mother, their grandmother, and their grandfather watching what's going on, and even uncles. So they'll know how to be with as being a married man one day. And we thank you, Lord, that you bless all fathers today, God. Take care of them, Father. That some of them are in need, God. Some of them probably not feeling well right now, God, but they're still in tune. We thank you, Father God, that you bless them and put the blood of Jesus, God. We apply the blood of Jesus upon each one that's not feeling well right now, that they begin to feel better, that whatever's ailing them is gone. We thank you, Father. We just thank you all for our fathers now, God. Fathers, God. Fathers, we thank you for all fathers, God, because they love their families and they love their children, God. You can tell how they are. You can tell a young man how they're growing up. You know that, hey, I know you had a good father. They had a good father. And you can tell the way they take care of their families that this, he taught them how to be a family man. And God, I should have blessed all fathers today. And we give you glory and praise, God. And heal everyone that needs the healing, God. Everyone, God, that has to get in a closer relationship with you, Father, let that be so, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you for that awesome prayer for fathers, Minister Glory Dean. All right, we have Minister Vivian Collins.
Hello?
Yes.
And I got it on the house phone now.
I'm sorry, are you talking to me? We're on Family Vacation Bible School. Are you there? Are you talking to me?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to ask Sister Vivian if you could pray for mothers. For mothers. Thank you.
Oh, I'm
praise
sorry.
God.
Go ahead,
God.
Ms. Vivian.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God, the way that you have created us, oh God. We thank you for every mother, God. We thank you for Eve, God. Oh God, our first mother. We thank you for the Mary, the mother of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for every mother that has proceeded up from the beginning up to now, God. You made us fearfully and wonderfully made us. You made us in your own image, God. You made us in your own likeness, God. Father, we thank you, Lord, the way you made us, because, oh, God, Lord, you made us to bring forth, oh, God, to produce in the world, oh, God, to, oh, Father, thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit, oh, God, Mary became the mother of Jesus, the one that we call upon, the one that we trust in. Oh, thank you, Father God. Oh, thank you. We thank you for Jesus. Hallelujah. That's seated on the right hand, making intercession for us. We thank you, Lord God, for creating in us a womb. Oh, God, to bring forth, God. We thank you, Father God. Oh, God, Lord, Father God. Lord, there wouldn't be no creation if it wasn't for the seed and the womb. Thank you, Father God. So thank you, Lord God, for a woman, God, a mother, God, one, oh, God, that bring forth and teach her children, oh, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to care for them, to nurture them. Oh, God, oh, Father God, thank you. Thank you, Father God, the way you, oh God, have this thing planned. Thank you for every mother, God, that have come forth over the generations, from generation to generation, God. Thank you, Lord God. I ask your blessing now tonight, God, up on the mothers that's on this line, God, and if they still have a mother alive, I pray the blessings up on them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and I pray no weapon formed against them, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that, oh God, you created them to be a mother that can say, oh God, Lord God, oh God, how good it is, oh God, to know who you are as a mother, oh God, to walk in your footsteps as a mother, God, Lord God, thank you, Father God. I thank you for motherhood, oh God, every baby that's being born, that will she will grow up and be the perfect mother that you have called. She'll be called a woman after your own prayer. Thank you, Lord, for a praying mother, oh God, a mother that prays for her family, oh God. Thank you, Father God, a mother, oh God, that cherishes her family, oh God, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that she goes before you and call upon your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that powerful prayer. I appreciate it so much. Hallelujah. We got to keep praying, keep praying. We keep praying for families. All right, we have Minister Shawanda Guidry on. Can you say a short prayer for male children, for the sons, male children?
Amen.
Minister Guidry, are you there?
Hallelujah. Father, we... Yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello?
Barely. Hello? We can hear you barely. Go ahead.
Okay, let me.
That's okay. Go ahead, pray.
Okay. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight. Okay. Father, we thank you tonight, dear Lord, for the male children. Glory to your name, Father. We thank you, glory to God, that you, Lord God, ordained male children from the foundation of the world, dear Lord. And we know, Father God, that you said in your word, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou came forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee to be a prophet unto the nations. And so, Father, we lift up male children all over the world to you, Father God, that you will continue to keep them, cover them, bless them, that you will continue, Father God, ordaining their lives from the beginning unto the end, dear Lord. We pray, Father God, that you will surround them, Lord God, with God's fearing people, Lord God, to help teach and train and guide them to know manners and respect, God. Because we know that manners and respect will take you a long way in life, Father God. Oh, God, we pray, God, hallelujah, Jesus, for the anointing of the Lord to be upon all male children, that the Lord would destroy every yoke that tries to come up against them, Father God, that you, oh, God, will allow them to escape every trap that the enemy sets, oh, God, against them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray, Heavenly Father, for the mandate that you have over their lives, Father. We know, God, that we as the children of God, everything that, Lord God, you said belongs to us, belongs, God, to us. And so, Father, we pray that you will bless all the male children, Father God, that you, God, will strengthen them, Lord God, when things, Lord God, come in their lives that seem to defer them, Lord God. We pray, Heavenly Father, that the downloading of the Holy Spirit will be within them, that they will have a discerning of spirit, Father God, that, oh God, that you will guide them with your eyes in the name of the Lord Jesus, that they will recognize your voice, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, and that you, God, will teach them how to do spiritual warfare, Lord God, to overcome the enemy in his plans and his schemes and plots, Father. And we thank you, oh God, that, Lord God, everything, Lord God, concerning them concerns you. And so, God, we receive nothing but the blessings of the Lord for all the male children in the earth. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Powerful prayer warriors on with us tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask Pastor Julie if you could say a short prayer for female children, the girl children.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we glorify your name, Jesus. As we, your children, gather this evening, Lord God, to lift up your children, the youth, Lord, that youth is time to serve the Lord. God, I bring the female children to you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you know, God, that they are vulnerable to so many things, Lord. But I pray for blood covering, Lord God. You cover Esther, you cover Ruth. What can you not do, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus? So cover them with your blood, Lord. And God, help us to teach them the way of the Lord, that they will grow up the woman that you want them to be, woman, O God of Zion. Pray and seek your face. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I tell you, I thank you all so much. Those were very powerful prayers for families, fathers, mothers, children, sons and daughters. We need it. They need prayer. I mean 24-hour prayer, 7 days a week prayer. So we got to be on our jobs praying for them. The enemy's out to kill them, like during the time of Moses, during the time of Jesus. He was out to kill the male babies. So now it's the male and the female babies, the male and the female children. So pray continuously. Yeah, pray. Pray. Get in your prayer closet. Pray. Pray when you're in the car. Pray when you're cooking. Pray when you're washing dishes. Pray when you're on the job. Pray on the way to job. Pray on the way back from the job. Just continually pray, pray, pray. So I thank God for each of you all coming on. Right now we're going to have Minister Gloria Dean Charlotte. She's going to play a song of praise. So I thank God for her. Good evening again, Minister Charlotte. What are you going to play tonight?
Well, it's going to be a praise song, you know, and for his pleasure were we created. And this will be a good time, because at this time we are created and to serve the Lord. He called us at this time, and for his pleasure. It's for
Amen.
His pleasure.
Thank you.
Someone's calling me. I'm trying to hook all this up at one time. So I thank God. Thank God for the people of God. We are on the radio, and we are having family vacation Bible school on the radio. So now some couple of people joined us. I thank God for you all coming on. Well, you know what? Our theme for tonight is families that pray together overcome obstacles. The favor of God and the favor of man. So I thank God that he gives us favor. And, you know, we have a great family from Holland, Michigan with us. They're going to sing a song out of the book that I wrote, Our Little Angels Around the World. So I thank God for them. Good evening, Turner family.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How y'all doing tonight?
Yeah, doing good.
Amen, amen. So I want you to tell your name before you sing and how old you are, and then you all can sing. How's that? Thank you so much.
Ma'am. This is Micah. I'm 17. This is Tyrese. I'm 16.
This is Lily. I'm 14.
This is Levi. I'm 13.
Amen. All right, go right ahead. They're going to sing the song tonight.
It rained 40 days and 40 nights, and God saved the animals 2 by 2. You can't fight it, you're right, and the
animals.
It rained 40 days and 40 nights.
No more rain. Amen. Can y'all do that song one more time? Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Forty days and forty nights, it rained 40 days and 40 nights, and God saved the animals 2 by 2, he saved the tiger, giraffe, and the elephant too. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. prayed 40 days and 40 nights. And God said, no more rain.
Amen, amen. Well, it's story time. We have Tyrese Turner. He's going to read the story of a big boat, Noah and the Ark. Go right ahead, Tyrese.
Yes, ma'am. A big boat, Noah and the Ark. Genesis 6, 8, 14 through 22. Mr. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Mr. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. Mr. Noah walked with God. Mr. Noah had a wife and three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and they had wives too. God said to Noah, the people of the earth are corrupt, doing terrible things. I am going to destroy them. Make thee an ark and make it exactly like I instruct you. I will bring a flood of waters to destroy the earth and the people in it. I will save you and your family. I will establish my covenant, a promise with you. As you build the ark, tell the people to get right with God. It's going to rain. After Mr. Noah had preached 120 years, then God said, get animals to bring into the ark, two of every kind. Bring enough food for you, your family, and enough for all the animals. Mr. Noah did all that God commanded him. He got everything ready. Then Mr. Noah took his family and all the animals into the ark. God told him, in 7 days I will cause it to rain, and it will rain 40 days and 40 nights. Mr. Noah did all the Lord commanded him.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for Mr. Noah and all he did, because if it hadn't have been for him, oh, my God, the whole world would have been wiped out and nobody would be alive today. So we have Minister Abiodun with us tonight. He's going to play a song. His last name is Abiodun Smart, and he's going to play a song of praise for us. And later on, he's going to be saying a prayer for his country. He is from Sierra Leone, West Africa. So I thank God for him. He's my spiritual son, one of them. We pray for you today. Good evening, Abiodun. How are you?
Good evening, Sister G. I am doing wonderful, and I'm blessed.
Amen. All right.
Today I'm going to do a song, and the title of the song is called Give Us Your Light. You see, in 1 John, it talks about God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. But if we walk in the light, as he is the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen. And so I'm going to be singing a song. It's called Give Us Your Light, and it goes like this.
And you died to save That's why I say give us your light, give us your love, and let your light shine upon us. Give us your light, and let your light shine upon us.
Thank you very much. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for that. Jesus, give us your light, because this world is growing darker with sin, and we need more of the light. And when we,
Amen.
God's children, get closer to him, we get more of his light on the inside of us, and the darkness is dispelled because we're in the world. So I thank God, that was awesome. Jesus, the light. He's the light of the world. And I thank God for that. Now, Noah made it out, and so shall you. Noah made it out alive, and we're going to make it out alive. We're going to make it out of all of this situation that we are facing. We're going to make it out. Because of Noah, you made it out of the boat. Yep, you did too. God saw you way in the future before you made it out of the big boat, and he birthed you for such a time as this. Your destiny is great. You are great and destined to be great. Greatness is on the inside of you. Yes, I'm talking to you in case you think I'm talking to some. I'm talking to you. Seek the face of the Lord so the greatness on the inside of you can come out to the surface. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans I have for you, oh yeah, they are plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. What does your future look like? Joshua 1:8 says, keep the book of the law. It says always meditate. Have the book of the law, always meditate on it, on your lips. And so, and do it day and night. So you will be careful to do everything written in it. Then, so this is a very important, listen, then you will make your way prosperous and you will have great success. God has great plans for your life, just like he did for Noah and everybody in the ark. God had great plans for the whole world, but they didn't want to receive them. They wanted to do it their way. So God said, okay, you don't want it my way? I'm a sin of flood. Y'all want to sin? Corrupt the world? I don't allow that, so I'm going to get rid of you. So he warned them, but they didn't listen. Listen to the warnings of the Lord. Plans. He has great plans for all of us. God has better plans for us than we have for ourselves. Today, who wants to serve? Yeah, choose you this day who you want to serve. Do you want to serve God? Do you want to serve, you know, the devil, Beelzebub? Now, if you haven't chosen God, guess who you chose? Yep, it's either God or the evil one. God's thoughts and ways and plans for you are to succeed and prosper. Embrace God's ways for your life. Your plan might be to be a politician who gets involved in political affairs of your city, state, or nation. God's plans for you might be to bring the good news of the gospel to the whole world, to travel to a foreign land and tell people that God loves them. Your plans might be to be a seamstress. God's plan for you might be to be a world-renowned seamstress who owns their own business in different cities, who has designer clothes for kings and queens. Whatever his, Father God's plan is for you, you will prosper when you follow him. Now, God has his hands on you. He's leading you with his high right hand. He guides you daily, even though you may not be aware of it. You say, wonder why I turned down that street instead of going that way. Then later on you hear on the news, it was an accident. God was sending you the way away from the accident. Yeah, sometimes we don't follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and we get in trouble. Yep, we do. So God said, okay, I'm going to send you a comforter. He's going to lead you unto all truth. Sometimes we don't pay attention. Yep, God is there for your life when everything seems dark and hopeless. His light shines in the dark. God possesses your secret self, our innermost being. He covers us in our mother's womb. Let's praise God, for we are fearfully and wonderfully made. What he did was marvelous. As it is, everything that he does is marvelous. He said, when he made everything, he said, that's good. And it is good. And I thank God. You know, our soul knows it very well. God had plans for you before he created the world. His thoughts of you were so great and innumerable. You cannot measure. Great is the sum of them. God is always with you. So we have Minister Glory Dean. She's going to do another song of praise for us. I thank God for her coming on. She's going to do another song of praise. Hallelujah. She's prepared. Minister Glory Dean, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
All right.
Okay.
Ready. Next year is going to be 2021, 2022, 23, 24, 25, 26, 30. Oh, my God, time is moving along. Time is moving right along. Well, we have Minister Vivian Collins on with us. She's going to pray for the families all over America, our country. She's going to pray for families in our country, America. All right. How you doing again, Minister Vivian?
Wonderful. Praise God. Praise God. I do lift up families all over America, all across the world. I pray God's blessings upon them. Every household, every man is walking according to God's own heart. A man that God have called out and set aside and set apart for his kingdom. Every woman is under the authority of her husband and the home is in order. Praise God. I pray the blessings upon every home. Every child is coming into obedience according to your word, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for every home, Lord, that's struggling, that need a financial blessing, God. I believe, God, that you supply every one of our needs, God. I pray, oh, God, in your name, Father, that, oh, God, there is no laziness in the home, that laziness must go, and every man must work by the sweat of his brow. Oh, God, I pray, oh, God, according to your word, oh, God, to build the husband up in your most holy faith, God, that he'll stand and be the man that you call him to be, God. I pray for every woman, oh, God, who is the wife, oh, God. Oh, Father, God, give us strength to endure, God. Oh, Father, I pray and come against every hardship that the enemy trying to bring against them, God. Oh, Father, we command the enemy out of the home in the name of Jesus, that the home be whole again in the name of Jesus. I pull down every principality and power of the air, anything that tries to set a snare, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I come, Father God, oh God, oh God, staking stakes all around, cause your angels, oh God, has got that home staked out in the name of Jesus, and that home, oh, in the name of Jesus, I believe you, God, that you're opening the eyes of every man and making him wise, oh God, may he have wisdom and knowledge, oh God, and most of all, understanding, God, how to be a husband, how to be a man, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, oh God, Father, for every home, oh God. Lord God, there is no lack. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, there will be no lack, God. Even in the midst of a pandemic, God, Lord, I pray that they shall flourish in the name of Jesus. Whatever their hand touches, oh God, oh Father God, let it be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you for the powerful prayer for our people in America. Well, we have on with us a precious daughter of mine, Rachel Halu, from Ethiopia. She's going to be praying for, let me make sure I got her unmuted. Hold on, Rachel, let me see. I think I unmuted you, but I'm going to check to make sure. She's going to be praying a prayer for the families in Ethiopia. So we thank God for her being on the line with us tonight. Let me make sure, okay. Rachel, can you hear me? Okay, I may not have her line unmuted yet. Hold on, y'all. I'm looking for a number again. Hold on. All righty. I know she was on here, but I don't see a number right now. Okay. Rachel, if you're on, press 1 on your phone. Okay. I don't know what happened, but she may not. She may come back. But we do have Abiodu with us. He's going to pray for his country, Sierra Leone, West Africa, for the families in that country. Abiodu, you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
All right. If you'll go ahead and pray for the families of your nation, I appreciate it, your country.
Okay. Father,
We call upon you right now in the name of Jesus. In Exodus 33:15, and he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence, Father. I pray that you are present in every family in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, let there be angels in every family, God in every household right now in the name of Jesus. I dedicate these families to serve you, Father. I pray that they dedicate themselves to serve you in the name of Jesus, Father. Let you be present, Father. I pray that you release your vision into their house, Father. I pray that there is unity in their family in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray that you continue to bless their family with good health, Father. Good health in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray that I thank you for their financial needs that you have met, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Whatsoever the devil have tried to come against anything that you have said, I know that it will not work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray for the parents in the family, Father. It say, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I pray that they continue to teach this kid the word, your word, Father. I pray to continue to grow stronger and stronger each and every day in your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Okay, thank you for that powerful prayer for the families in Sierra Leone, West Africa. Rachel is on. She texted me. I didn't see her number, but she's on. So I thank God for Rachel, my spiritual daughter. She lives in Atlanta, but she is from the country of Ethiopia in East Africa. How you doing tonight, Rachel?
I'm doing great. Praise God. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you speak just a little bit louder?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Great, great, great.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, God Jehovah. We glorify your holy name. We thank you for your precious gift, Jesus Christ. And Holy Spirit, thank you for your presence in this place. And I thank you for this moment that you brought us together to pray for nations, dear Lord, as we are one in the name of Jesus. Dear Lord, I thank you for this opportunity, as this is really a precious opportunity, people, that when Sister G asked, it was Ethiopia is going through turmoil, and it just happened to be a few weeks and few months that this has occurred, and this is a time like this. As we are praying together now, I really want you guys to also remember us in your prayer at home. Whatever prayer is being made here, we're going to take it home as well with family. The prayers that were made is beautiful for each family that touches every one of us. So I'm confident that we have in approaching God that if we ask anything according to your will, Lord, that you are to hear us according to your word, John 5:14. And if we know that he hears us, it says whatever we ask, we know that we have it. We know that it's done in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Well, Father God, we bring all petition, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving that we made to you through your people. Thank you for the kings and all those in authority. It says in 1 Timothy that we may live peacefully and quiet lives, that we pray for them. Goodness and holiness be upon them in the name of Jesus. Dear Father God, we present every leader of nations, and now specifically I bring Ethiopia to you, dear Father God. You know what is happening in each life, in each place, and you are merciful, Father. Hallelujah. You can only deliver us in the name of Jesus, not by protesting, not by fighting one another, but by bringing it to you. That's what we are doing, Lord, trusting in you, because you are the deliverer, merciful Father in heaven. Hallelujah. We will never stop praying according to the book of Thessalonians, that whatever happens, give thanks, because it is God's will in Christ Jesus that we do this, it says. So we are going to pray together, believing that it is done, because we ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. and how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity, it says in Psalms, that it is like a precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. Dear Father God, we are trusting every prayer and supplication is made here that you are going to answer from heaven. Hallelujah. And bless each and every one of us here. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, amen. All right, thank you so much. I tell you what, I appreciate those powerful prayers because, you know what, people all over the world are going through what, you know, that we're going through all kinds of situations, even unimaginable situations. So I thank God for Rachel, my precious spiritual daughter from Atlanta, my spiritual son, Abiadu. He lives here in Jacksonville. So I thank God for each of you all coming on today. We have Minister Guidry on, Shawanda Guidry. She's going to read a poem for us. Minister Guidry, can you read that second poem for us for the sake of time that you and I talked about earlier today? Second one. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. The title of the poem is called, Whose Child Is This? Whose child is this? I asked one day, seeing a little one out at play. Mine, said the parent with a tender smile. Mine to teach a little while, to bathe his hand and comb his hair, to tell him what he is to wear, to prepare him that he may always be good and each day do the things he should. Whose child is this? I asked again, as the door opened and someone came in. Mine, said the teacher, with the same tender smile, mine to teach for a little while, to teach him how to be gentle and kind, to train and direct his dear little mind, to help live by every rule and get the best he can from school. Whose child is this? I asked once more, just as the little one entered the door. Ours, said the teacher and the parent as they smiled, and each took the hand of the little child. Ours to love and train together. Ours this blessed task forever. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Amen. You know, she's a very talented woman of God. I'm waiting to read that book that she's going to be publishing. She wrote the poem, and she's written many poems. So I thank God. You know, a lot of us on here, we have the scribe's anointing, but we haven't done anything with it yet. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. There's a season and a time under heaven for everything. You know what? Job 22:28 says, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, and the light shall shine thy way. Well, we are fast forwarding to 2037. Oh, my God, who's in 2037? Listen up, listen up. What a mighty God we serve. God formed and shaped this precious baby in her mother's womb. He knew her daddy, seed, would meet her mother's womb and produce an angel, a singing, brilliant, prodigy child, one who has an old soul. Wisdom is her middle name. Sky Wisdom Hughes. That's her middle name. She has knowledge far above her years. As a child, she would say things that baffled her family. Her father, her mother, her grandparents, and especially her teachers. She had the gift of vision, dreams, interpretation since she was 2 years old. At the age of 1 year, Sky used to knock her food on the floor until her parents read the book of Daniel over and over again. And they realized Skye was refusing to defile her temple with junk food and food that just filled her stomach but had no nourishment. Skye ate pulse every day like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. She loved veggies, nuts, seeds. Oh, she loves all kinds of fruit. One Sunday at church, Skye walked up on stage while her mom was singing and asked her mom for the mic. Her mom thought she was about to sing, but Skye prophesied to all the children at the church. Everyone was so amazed and shocked and in shock that a three-year-old could prophesy and with great accuracy. As Skye grew up and completed the University of New Zealand, IICS, New Zealand, the university ranked highest. Her field of study was obstetrics. She became a physician of obstetrics, where she studied on pregnancy, childbirth, and so on. As a medical professionist, as a medical specialist in obstetrics and gynecology, she formed surgery that people considered miraculous. Doctors refused many patients that Skye took. Now, being a mighty woman of God, Skye looked in the secret place with the Most High. Neurosurgeon Ben Carson is no match for Skye, who received the International Award in Medicine, the Pride in the Profession Award, and other top medical awards. People from around the world, other doctors gave up on, visited Dr. Skye, and they left healed. God gave Skye the gift of healing. She prayed and asked God which patients to take, was a clue to her that God would heal them. Skye became a writer. She created abundant songs for healing and wrote many stories for mothers and children, which they were intrigued with, and they came to her when they came to her office. Her music was so soothing as well as healing. Many of her patients felt the presence of God when they were in Skye's office and in every surgical room she operated in. The presence of God was with Skye and will always be with Skye. Dr. Skye Hughes, let's congratulate her. Yay, Skye! Now, I'm looking for her mother's and her father's number on here. I think this may be her. Let's see. Hello? 832.
Hello. Yeah, hello. How are you doing?
This Minister Hughes. All right.
Tyson Hughes.
Hold on, Minister Hughes. Tyson Hughes, would you press 1? I don't know what number you're using. You know what number she's using? I got it right here. Hold on. Yeah, I see it. Thank you, Minister Hughes. All right. Well, we thank God for Skye. She's becoming a great woman of God. We are looking into her future here. All right. So we congratulate her for her total surrender to God, who used her gifts and talents to heal millions of people all over the world. All right. We have with us today Skye, her mother, Minister Tyson Hughes, and we have Minister Hughes, her dad. I forgot your first name, Dad.
Keith.
Keith Hughes. You sound fine. Kind of distant, Minister Keith. All right. Skye, how you doing, Skye?
Good.
How old are you now, Skye?
5 years?
Oh, my God. Didn't you have a birthday last month?
At the end of this month.
Oh, your birthday's coming up.
Yes, ma'am.
When is your birthday?
July 30th.
July 30th? Oh, your birthday's right after mine. Oh, my goodness. Mine's coming up, too. Well, Scott, I thank God for you. You are a brilliant young lady. 5 years young, almost six. Hallelujah. Well, what are you and your mother going to sing? Hello, Minister Tyson Hughes. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Sister G?
I'm doing great, doing great. What are you and your daughter going
to
sing today, tonight?
She wants to sing a song by herself. I've got the love of Jesus down in my heart, and then we're going to do a song together.
All right, go right ahead.
I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. To say, oh, I'm so happy, so very happy that I got the love of Jesus in my heart. Oh, I'm so happy, so very happy that I got the love of Jesus in my heart. I got the peace of pastors understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart. Woo! Down in my heart. I got the peace of pastors understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart to say, oh, I'm so happy, so very happy that I got the love of Jesus in my heart. Oh, I'm so happy, so very happy that I got the love of Jesus in my heart.
Amen. Hallelujah. That was beautiful, Scott. Oh, God. God is really blessing you. You are a young person of wisdom. Thank God for you, Scott. All right. We're going to listen to you and your mom.
Ready? Okay. Listen.
I commend my hands to praise the Lord. I commend my hands to praise the Lord. I commend my hands to praise the Lord. I commend my hands to praise the Lord.
Tell your hands,
praise the Lord.
Tell your hands,
praise the Lord. I commend my feet to praise the Lord. I commend my feet to praise the Lord.
I commend my feet.
I commend my feet to praise the Lord. I command my feet to praise the Lord.
Tell your feet,
praise the Lord.
Tell your feet,
praise the Lord.
Tell your feet,
praise the Lord. Feet, praise the Lord.
I command my soul to bless the Lord. I command my soul to bless the Lord.
I command my soul to bless the Lord.
I command my soul,
command my soul to bless the Lord.
Tell your soul, soul,
bless the Lord.
Tell your soul, soul,
bless the Lord.
Amen, amen. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I thank God for mother and daughter who sing together, for families who praise together. They are a praying family, so I thank God for them. We have the father, the husband on with us, Minister Keith Hughes. Minister Keith Hughes is going to pray for families, fathers, mothers, children, grandparents, uncles, aunts, and cousins. How you doing tonight, Minister Keith Hughes?
Oh, I'm very blessed in the Lord. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for being on with us.
Well, no problem. I give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come before your presence, oh God, in the name of Jesus, saying thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength, oh God. Father, we thank you, God, for this gathering of body of believers one more time, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Father, we pray right now for families, oh God. I pray for husbands, God, including myself, oh God. Let every husband, God, hallelujah, rise up and be and accept the calling that God has put upon their lives, God, to lead their home, God. Get directions from you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray for any husband, God, that may not be fulfilling their duties, oh God. Give them a mind, oh God, to reach out to you, oh God, and to surrender to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, to become the man of God, the Ephesians 5 man that you want them to be, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for wives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray for wives to speak life into their husbands, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to be the women of God that you want them to be, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. Hallelujah, God, that you touch women of God to be the Proverbs 31 women that you want them to be, oh God, and not give in to the vices of the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for all those families that are under attack, oh God. We pray for all those marriages that are under attack, God, that you bind them together, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we pray that you institute praying spirits in families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you give them the minds that are young, God, to serve you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, young and old, oh God, hallelujah. We pray, God, that you will not, that they will give them minds, God, to live for you and not follow, give in to peer pressure, not give in to bullying, not give in to sexually perverse spirits, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, we bind this demonic force that's attacking the institution of family, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, you said in your word, God, you ordained a marriage of a man and a woman, oh God, in the name of Jesus. When you said, therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Not man cleaving a man, a woman cleaving a woman, oh God. So, Lord, we bind this perversion spirit in this country, God, that's trying to say it's okay for men to be with men and women to be with women. So you are a liar and the truth is not in you. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord, that families, God, hallelujah, will be raised up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, hallelujah. If any family is falling short, oh God, of your standard, oh God, give them a mind, God, to be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, God. God, we love you, we thank you, and we praise you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. Thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, hallelujah. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that families, God, will be whole again. Families, God, hallelujah, God, will fulfill the standard, God, that you have for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, hallelujah. Any broken families, God, put them back together, oh God. Any family, we pray even single parent homes, oh God. The father who's having to raise the kids by themselves, God. The mother that's trying to raise the kids by herself, oh God. Lord, give them strength, God. Hallelujah, God. God, we love you, we thank you, we praise you, oh God, hallelujah, God, that you will put families and back together, God, and Lord, make us all whole, oh God, and Lord, I pray for every family that's represented on this line tonight, oh God, that you will, God, take us higher in you and give us revival in you, oh God. God, we love you, we thank you, and we praise you right now, oh God, hallelujah, Lord. It is in your name, Lord Jesus, we pray, and that's all these things, amen, God.
Amen. Woo, it's a powerful family. Oh, what's our theme? A family that prays together, overcome obstacles. Hallelujah. They have favor from the Lord. So we thank God, hallelujah, for the Hughes family. Oh, yeah, and that brilliant, wise young lady who will be 6 years old on July 30th. Happy birthday, Scott. Well, fast forwarding and looking again, we're moving to 2024. Oh my God, Micah made the world news. He created his own music production company, Micah Turner Creations. He has been on NBC, ABC, Fox, PBS, and independent TV stations performing. His music creations began when he began downloading. When God began downloading lyrics and music in his dreams, he always sleeps with the Sony recorder next to his bed. Because Micah is a musician, He's up all hours of the night creating heavenly music. Micah prays, worships Father God for hours. Before he knows it, Father God downloads more heavenly music through him. So we thank God. Let's give Micah kudos for all the great things that he's doing. All right now. Thank you for God for Micah. Micah. You thank God for you, Micah.
Thank you. I receive it.
Amen. Well, I thank God. Stay tuned for more prophecies another day. Well, I thank God. I want to ask the Turner children, Micah, since I just talked to you, Micah, can you pray for children who have contacted the coronavirus?
Yes, ma'am. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, come against the attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We ask you to forgive us for sins known and unknown, Lord Jesus. We honor you with this prayer, Lord Jesus. We come against sickness, Lord Jesus, especially coronavirus in the name of Jesus. We cut off its hands in the name of Jesus. It cannot touch the children in the name of Jesus. The children are safe, Lord Jesus. You send angels to cut down anything that is not like you, Lord Jesus, all over this nation, all over this world, Lord Jesus. Let them know that they were healed by you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for miraculous signs, Lord Jesus, that you said that we would perform, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Woo! Powerful words of prayer. Thank you so much, Micah. Well, I'm going to ask Lily if she'll pray for everyone on the line as God leads her. How you doing, Lily?
I'm doing great.
All right. Go right ahead, babe.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you asking for forgiveness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray blessings and favor over everyone on this phone line in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray the hedge of protection around everyone and everyone that's connected to them in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over their minds and bodies right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your will being done in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we honor you for what you have done in their lives, Lord Jesus, and what you are doing, Lord God. Lord Jesus, we want to say that we love you, Jesus.
Amen.
We pray Psalms 35:8 over the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that he falls into his own trap that he has set for us in the name of Jesus. We say fire in the name of Jesus. Fire consumes him in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of addiction over your people in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for everything being worked out in everyone's life in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your will be done, Lord Jesus. We believe this effective immediately in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Woo! My God, I'm going to come to the Turner School of Prayer. I need to learn how to pray like that. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lily. Thank you, Micah. All right, Tyrese, if you could pray for our nation and the nations of the world.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, known and unknown. We become totally depleted of everything in the name of Jesus. We partner up with our angels in the name of Jesus. And like you said in your word, we have power to call down over 12 legions of angels in the name of Jesus. We call down legions of angels right now in the name of Jesus and send them over the world, the nations of the world, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Israel and China in the name of Jesus, that they be protected in the name of Jesus. Thank you for ministering angels, ministering to the people that need it in the name of Jesus. We honor you for all that you do, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the mass repentance in the name of Jesus coming across this nation, mass change in the mighty name of Jesus, changing their heart completely in the name of Jesus. Let people glorify you with their heart and not just their lips in the mighty name of Jesus. You are beautiful, and we praise you, Lord Jesus. That people seek you and find you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. What'd I tell y'all? I got to go to the Turner Prayer School, Prayer University, the Turner Prayer University, so I can learn how to pray like that. Woo, hallelujah. Well, the Turner family is getting ready to sing a song of praise. Ah, they're ready. Hallelujah. I thank God for the Turner family. Pastor Turner has 8 beautiful children. I thank God that God has had his quiver full of them. So they are blessed children because they have a dad who is a man of God. Good evening, Pastor Turner, again. How are you?
I am grateable. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
What are y'all going to play?
We have a whole song here. We have another world in view, in view. We have another world in view. We have another world in view, in view. We have another world in view. Our Savior has gone to prepare us a place. We have another world in view. Our Savior has gone to prepare us a place. We have another world in view. We have another world in view, in view. We have another world in view. We have another world in view, in view. We have another world in view. Our Savior has gone to prepare us a place. We have another world in view. Our Savior has gone to prepare us a place. We have another world in view.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We do have another world in view, and it is not down here on the earth. Woo! Hallelujah. We have another world in view, and God made it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, it's almost closing time. Is there anyone on the line who have a testimony, a short testimony, or something just burning to say? We have just a few more minutes. Anybody? State your name, where you're from, and say what you'd like to share with us.
Brother Tyler Walker from Houston, Texas. And
I'm sorry. Okay, let me take one at a time. What's your name?
This is Keith, husband of Tyson, Minister Keith Hughes. And thank and praise God that a few weeks ago I was on an accident that messed up my vehicle. And I believe God that God... I at first did upset me, but I thank God that the Lord blessed me today to get another vehicle. So God is good.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Hughes, Minister Hughes. All right. We heard someone else want to give a testimony or share something. Go ahead.
This is Brother Tyrus Walker, also near Houston in Wallace, Texas. And I am the cousin of the Turner family, and I wanted to ask them to do just a portion of the verse in Swahili of the song that you just sang.
All right. Pastor Turner, you heard your cousin's request?
Yes, ma'am. It's Yasi Kwa Kwa, Yasevye Vyama, we have another world in view. Yasi Kwa Kwa, Yasevye Vyama, we have another world in view. No way that the wazoo, wazoo. No way that the wazoo. No way that the wazoo, wazoo. No way that the wazoo.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for your cousin, Brother Tyrese Walker. Thank you for joining us. Where are you from, Brother Tyrese?
I'm actually from Los Angeles via Mississippi, and I was born in Los Angeles and moved to Mississippi when I was 8 years old. And after I got out of high school, moved to Texas with my parents and went to college here and ended up staying and serving in ministry many years, and so you know, over 30-something years later, I'm still in Texas, and so I live near Houston now.
All right. Well, we thank God for you being on with us and for sharing with us. We appreciate you. Well, announcement. Tomorrow night, the Lord say the same. We'll be on this same station at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You are welcome to join us. We'll be praising the Lord like we haven't ever done it before, praising him with exuberant praise. So it's closing time. It's closing time. Anybody else before we go? We got a few more minutes. Have anything they want to share? One more person.
Yes, this is Minister Juliet. I just want to give God thanks for Auntie March. She fell on Sunday and broke her hip. She's 76 years old. She just go to our chemo, praise God, and a back problem. And she went through our surgery pretty well. Thank God for that. And I'm praying that God will save her and her family. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Juliet. Anybody else? She's in the Illinois area.
This is Abiodu. I have one thing to say. I want to thank God for your life, Sister G. I pray that God continue to strengthen you. And I thank you very much that you have let God to use you to continue to bring people together in his midst. And I pray that God continue to give you more healthy years to come as your birthday approaches.
Thank you, my son. I love you. All right. Anybody else?
Too.
All righty. Well, we're closing out. I thank God for each of you. We'll be on tomorrow night, so join us. We thank God for we're going to ask Pastor Turner if he'll do a closing prayer and a song for us as we close out. So I'm saying to you, have a God-filled night, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year, and praise the Lord. Morning, noon, and night. I love you all.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you. Be blessed.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord God, we come totally depleted, emptying ourselves out so you can pour more into us, so we can be a blessing to all the people of the nation, Lord Jesus. Lord God, just like Psalms 128 says, Lord God, we can command those things to give you praise. These are yours. Lord God, we give it all to you. I thank you for protection right now in the mighty name of Jesus. The hedge of protection right now, we call it. We call forth, and it shall be. Just like Mark 11:24, Lord Jesus. Whatever we pray for, we believe it, and it will happen. Lord God, I thank you for the safety of everyone in the home, Lord Jesus, everyone in the houses that has you on the line, Lord Jesus. Lord God, that's on this line right now. We thank you for protection. We thank you for the favor of the Lord. We thank you for everything that you're doing. Lord, we're so grateful to you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, let us go into a quiet place and spend time with you, with the family, Lord Jesus. Let us be grateful for everything you've done. We call forth the power of the Holy Ghost to saturate the atmosphere in our homes right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for the healing of the mother that just fell, Lord God. We say everything line up with the bone and the sinews right now in the mighty name of Jesus. For her healing and just to prove that you are God, Lord God, we give you praise for the doctor seeing a miracle sign and wonder moving right then, and he has to fall on his face and give you praise and give you honor. Lord God, we thank you for a major change in the shift in the atmosphere, Lord God, that we can take our aim at the atmosphere and call those things as though they were. Lord God, we praise your name for these things, and we say amen, so let it be. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Mm-hmm. And here we go.
Jesus, he lives, yeah, 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 down in my soul. Oh, Jesus, he lives.
He's my everlasting love. When I was a sinner, my Jesus pulled me in. I was lost, drowning inside, and he pulled me in. He's my everlasting love. Oh, Jesus, he lives. God, God's own. Oh, Jesus, he lives.
Enjoy the turn of family and everyone.
Amen. Amen.